What's your stock pick right now?
Well, said at the beginning of the show, we're going for something, looking at stuff that's more cyclical, that's hated. There's very little out there that's hated as much as coal. There's a company in North America called Peabody, BTU, on a New York Stock Exchange. It was a fairly large company. I think it's down to $2 billion market cap. They've restructured tremendously over the last few years with the weak coal prices. More than half of their production is now coking coal. Coking coal can't go away, can't produce steel without coking coal. And the EBITDA will be about half the market cap in 2020.
Okay, so one to watch there. Graham, on your side, what's on your radar?
Well, one of the winners today was Discovery. That it was up today, but it's been hit really hard. I think combination of NHI, you know, SA Inc., financial services. We still think it's a great story, and the simple reality is, you know, they've gone from circa 3 million Vitality members in Ping An to 12 million. Total Vitality is 20 million around the world. We still think it's a really good business. We think they're doing some amazing things. We don't think the bank is going to contribute on the short term, but I think it's one of those businesses that you'll look back 5 or 10 years from now and say, you know what, I really should have bought some at $115. So we drink the Kool-Aid, we buy the story, and I think they as they add services to it, it becomes a far more powerful cross-selling machine.
Well, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined me in studio this evening. And Paul Stricker's Combrink is with Capicraft, and Graham Koerner with Koerner Perspective. We're back with Stockwatch next week. Have a good evening.